Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Big day today. Today's guest, Victor Varnado.
Yo!
Face boy.
Hello.
What's doing?
We're doing it together with each other's penises.
Wow, it's a new you.
Faceboy is quick. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you about this before, and I'll tell you again. Humans United Against Robots.com. Hoo-wah!
For reals.
It's a big deal, because now there will be a mobile game, an application. You put it right on your phone.
For free.
For free.
Free.
And you're battling robots and saving the world. You see what's going on out there. It's no joke. Is the game fun? Yes. Is what it's about serious? Yes. You have scientists putting lasers in robot faces as a joke. You saw the new video. Look, it's a robot dog that we keep kicking and it never falls down. Oh, by the way, another scientist taught the same robot anger and fear and jealousy. And now they're teaching robots to respect our orders if they think that it's not good for their existence. Come on.
Humans United Against Robots.
The time is now. And you go to that website and you type in your email and we'll tell you when the game is ready. You can beta test the game as soon as it comes out.
Before it comes out
in beta.
That's what beta is for.
Even before alpha. It's the opposite in this case. I'm very excited. Victor Varnado is the programmer. And
suddenly the programmer. Exactly.
Well, this is
an incredible story, I think, because you weren't supposed to be the programmer for this app.
No, I wasn't supposed to be the programmer for the app. But I mean, I know how to program, but I did not want to program the app. But the programmer who is working on the app is in jail.
He's in jail.
That's how toxic robots are.
Keep an eye on these robots.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Why is he in jail?
That's a good question. Yes,
he's a computer genius, and he knows programming all kinds of different things. And what was he working on, Victor?
He got hired to make a program for some guys. So like these guys came to him and were like, "Hey, man. Let's make this program. Let's call the programmer Eddie.
All right,
we'll call him Eddie though. Okay, so they're like, Eddie, we want to make a program. And Eddie was like, yeah, that's what I do. I make programs for people. And they're like, we want to make a program that goes on websites, copies down information, puts it into a database so that we can use it later. And this guy's like, yeah, of course. You got it.
Now, what would that kind of program normally be used for?
It could be like a parsing engine, which is a type of program that takes disparate data and organizes it into databases. That's what a parse that could be used to like collect courtroom data or something like that. Like it could read files and then recognize what a name is and what the address is and then put everybody in a database so that you could sell it to JCPenney and they could call them and say, you have terrible credit. How about a JCPenney card or whatever?
Okay.
So he's making this thing for them. And then he figures out that what they're using it for is to go up to one of the government websites. I think it's like IRS or something like that. They copy information and they're like collecting like extra money. Like people haven't received, like when people don't get all of their taxes or something like that, they're getting like some of that money. They're doing something crazy.
And they didn't claim it yet, so it's still out there.
Apparently.
This is kind of like, you know, it makes sense in that, do you remember The Office, the movie? Office Space, sorry. Thank you, Danny. God, I love him. Okay, so Office Space, their whole thing was to program where they just take like a penny out of banks or something like that, something where it's like undetected, no one's looking for it, but then in this case, it sounds like they got really greedy, and you're on a government site taking that stuff.
It is the exact plot of Superman 3. Superman 3, Richard Pryor programs the computers to take the half cent that's off of everybody's check, and he takes a half cent and he gets like millions of dollars. It's the exact plot of Superman 3.
Was Eddie as goofy as Richard Pryor?
Eddie is pretty goofy. Eddie is pretty goofy. I can show you some video of him sometime and you'll know. Oh, he's a pretty goofy dude. Right. Anyway, so he figures out what they're doing and he says, hey guys, I know what you're doing. I can't work with you anymore. And they say, hey, well, you caught us. You got us. All right. But here is $50,000 just to keep quiet about things.
You don't want to work with us. we have a counter proposal of giving you money.
They gave him money above and beyond, like a bonus. Yes. And he didn't want to tell on him because, like, he's like Brooklyn. You know, he's like, right. I'm Brooklyn. I don't.
Let me explain to yeah. the rest of the country and the yeah. world if you don't understand what it means to be Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
People in Brooklyn love money.
What?
So when you give them $50,000, they take it.
Hell yeah.
That's straight street Brooklyn.
$50,000, Brooklyn. Anyway.
Well, snitches get stitches, right?
Right. Snitches get stitches.
You don't want to be one of the stitch boys.
As I said before, snitches get stitches. Oh, you mean snitches get health insurance? That's amazing. So they're like, $50,000. He's like, I'm not going to tell Brooklyn. But then the police show up and they're like, we caught everybody. And he's like, I'm not in it. And they're like, what's this money doing in your bank account? And he's like, oh, you got me.
That money, you say.
But how does that prove that he knows that they are not on the up and up when it could be like, whoa, this program is working so well. Here, dork, take $50,000. You know what I mean?
I believe that there was some sort of communication with them on the electronic devices.
Why?
That doesn't go away. Because it's a 2015. Anyway, so then.
I've seen these cop shows on TV. And how they usually do it is like, did you do it? No. Did you do it? No. Did you do it? I did it.
Exactly.
So maybe they got him that way.
He might have just broken under pressure.
You want a sandwich?
And
tell me
no.
You did it.
No, I don't want a sandwich. I'm not hungry. So basically, he turned on the bad guys. Let's call them that, the bad guys. He turned on the bad guys and helped the cops out as much as he could, but that still did not keep him out of jail.
So how long does he have to do?
I think he got sentenced to 40 months, which sucks.
That's a lot. Wait, 40 months?
Yeah, but this is federal government. So it's one thing to rob a liquor store in a sly way. It's another thing to rob the federal government.
This is over 3 years. Am I doing math right?
You're doing it right.
You're doing it right.
3 months.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah.
3 years and 4 months.
But see, it's the government. So if you rob the government, it's worse than robbing anybody else. Mm. Much worse.
Is there a chance the cops are Brooklyn and he could pay them off?
They tried to help him. They tried to help him as much as they could because they realized that he was just like, you know, an opportunistic. Like, he's opportunistic is the thing. It's just like, for a lot of people, if I was like hanging out with you and I was a criminal and I was like, yo, man, I just robbed this bank. And you're like, oh my God. And I was like, it's cool. His $1,000 for you just to be cool. And you'd be like, yeah, I'll take that money.
I will, but why are you talking that way, Victor?
Because that's how I talk when I'm robbing. When I'm stealing.
Anyway, so.
Which is definitely what we are doing.
We are definitely guilty.
What? The difference would be, though, is if I was the one who made the robbery plans.
Right. The difference would be if I was like, hey, would you mind taking architectural pictures of this inside of this bank? And you're like, sure. And I'm like, surprise, we're robbing it.
Okay, so I don't understand how come he got three, I guess because he knows. Is it because he didn't tell them?
He knew it's a crime. Right. You know it's a crime. You have to say something.
Right. He's
never mind. You're the reason it's happening.
What happens to the 50 grand?
They took it back.
Where do they put that?
They put it in the government's pocket.
And then you never get that back.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's not going to get it back. No.
Three years of your life. Let me ask you, $50,000, right? Now, you know these guys are already doing it. You think you might be able to get away with it. It's $50,000.
Right.
Would you consider taking it?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I would consider taking it. However, I know enough about like how the law might work that I would definitely decide not to take it. I mean, I would consider it, but I would decide not to because I know that, like, I'd get fucked.
Also, Victor, think about this.
There's no way I would take it because I'm really too afraid of going to prison. And I have a nice ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about this. Victor has a friend who did this and just got in big trouble, so I wouldn't take it.
I've heard that it's a bad thing.
But here's the thing that we all know now. Take this for what it's worth. $50,000 is on a website somewhere. Just wait.
Yeah. You guys could do the same thing, except smarter.
Wouldn't it go back to the people that they stole from?
Never. No. Why would it do that? All right. Why? For what?
Yeah, I mean, in this case, it would. It's the federal government. Of course they get the money back.
Sure, I'm sure they do. Yeah. You ever had a car stolen? And then like, okay, so a lot of times people take, especially in New York, they take cars for just joyriding. So they break your window and they like smoke in your car and they throw shit all over and then they just drop it somewhere because they had a nice night. It was just fun. And they're leaving your car. Who do you think pays for that car? You!
What about your insurance?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. They try to get away with everything. No, but you're still paying for it. Your insurance goes up. You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
This guy is probably going to, you know, do a little bit of time and get off or never going to be found. It's just frustrating. But so you wouldn't take it. How much money did they make, do you know? And how much time did they get? The people who were dealing, who were the top.
I don't know how much they made, probably a lot more, because if you're going to give away $50,000, you've made a lot more than $50,000. Right. And then I don't know how much time that they got, but I know it was a lot more than what he got.
It'd be something if they knew they were getting caught and they actually only made $50,000.
And they just gave it all to him.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, also, like in his case, like he's going to be in a minimum security prison. Mm. For like computer programmers, and he's probably going to get off on good behavior much earlier than that, which is great.
But he probably doesn't have access to Facebook.
Nope, he does not. In fact, I had to register with the federal government to be able to email with him, and he only gets a certain amount of time to email to people, and so
no social media when you're in prison.
Apparently not.
Where do you post your one slice cheese sandwich?
Oh, I would be so scared to email him through the federal government.
I would say,
hey. I would just be like, I hope you're having a nice life. See you in 3 years.
The thing's in the thing. Take care.
That's got to be like part of the, like, no social media. That's got to be part of the punishment for millennials, especially. I can't be on Facebook. No.
That's a new punishment for kids.
Let me ask you this. So go to the website, Humans United Against Robots. Victor knows what he's doing. Don't be worried, even though his friend was arrested. What I've seen is so much fun so far.
Can you tell us about the game?
Yeah, it is. It has little pieces of games I used to love when I was growing up. It has little pieces of Berserk, little pieces of Robotron. It's got a lot of robots hunting you down, and either you kill them or you get killed.
Now, here's what Victor means by little pieces. You actually play each of these games for 1 minute each. And a little Pac-Man, a little this, a little that. I love this.
Yeah, I think one of the best things about the game is that it is a procedurally generated game, meaning that it just keeps getting harder and harder, and it never is the same twice. And so when you play the game, it's always it's just always going to change. And then also, depending on what you do, will change how the game plays.
This is so cool.
So let's say you're a person that hides a lot from these robots. These robots will adapt to know you're a little sneaky hider.
There's different kinds of robots that hunt you down better. And so depending on what you do, it'll right now I have 5 different kinds of robots programmed into the game, and I'm probably going to end up making 8 total different kinds of robots that hunt you in different ways.
That's so cool. Now I remember, like, we got together last week, you showed us the program, we were able to play it, and then you were like, okay, think of phrases, and maybe even ask the audience of like phrases that you would say at the end if you finished a level, or maybe in other places that I'm forgetting where, which is why I
finished the level, or you died, or you accidentally killed a human instead of rescued a human. Yeah, things like that.
So people are getting in touch with us on Twitter or emailing and letting us know what they think should be those statements. But then Victor goes, and you know, you guys could think of, like, you know, variations if you come up with something. And I'm like, ooh, we can have different outfits. And I really thought I was helping. And both Keith and Victor looked at me and I was like, they're pausing. Is that a good pause or a bad pause? And then they were like, all right, we were maybe thinking of, you know, maybe robot parts or like, you know, and I was like, oh, I just thought, because I'm thinking the people that I don't really play that many games, and I'm thinking like Emmy has been recently playing the Kim Kardashian game, and when you win things, you win like a new wardrobe or a new, you know, things like that. I'm just like, I think this is what people like, you guys.
I think a new outfit is not a bad idea, actually. I mean, I'm saying, I did say that, like, that was definitely the type of thing that a girl would say. But that's also part of games. Like, you want games that appeal to both guys and girls. And if you want to, if a game has like multiple different outfits, even if the outfits are like themed like a Star Wars-ish sort of outfit or a Game of Thrones sort of outfit, like you could have different outfits that are still like geek themed. But I think everybody, not just girls, would enjoy like that kind of change.
I would like a slutty Israeli army outfit.
Well, you know, I was at Israel. It kind of is a slutty outfit. They don't tuck in those shirts. The gun's kind of half hanging off them, lazy.
It's only slutty because you're attracted to them. It's like just khakis. It's khaki pants and khaki shirt. But mine will be halter top. We'll talk, Victor.
You can give her character high heels. You get classy points, but
not high heels. I can't run like that.
That's what I'm saying. You move half the speed, but you decide if it's worth it.
Overalls. You don't have a I have an overall fetish.
Overalls with only a bra underneath.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've seen his overall fetish in action. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Seen it happen.
And?
What? Back in the days.
Oh, yeah. Because
you, me, Chemda, we were all like rolling around in overalls. Don't you remember that?
Nope. I remember having a memory.
And I also want my hair to kill people. Is that possible?
I don't think I'm going to program that in. I'm sorry.
All right, I guess I can't have everything. You guys, let me know what my character should do, because apparently I'm getting it wrong here and again.
I would have these. I play these different games, and it is amazing how much people do care about the appearance of their character.
Absolutely.
As if you go past mirrors all the time. You know what I mean? Grand Theft Auto.
See?
They just started, you know, some time ago. You have to dress up your character. It's like, now before your next crime, go get a haircut. And you have to, it's a mission to go to the barbershop. I'm like, who gives a shit?
I was so mad in one of the Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, I was so mad in the middle of the game. Because at one point you had to go in and you had to do like a dance, and then you had to, it turned into like a rhythm dance game. And I was just like, because I can't play those and I hate them. And I had, at the time, I was dating Micah, and I had Micah play it for me, the dance level. I was like, because I couldn't play it. And I hated that level, and it really pissed me off. In the middle of my reckless murder game,
right, yeah.
Was dancing. Also, they did that in one of the Gods of War. I think God of War 2, in the middle of the game, was like, oh, you have to play this giant flute thing to time. And I was like, what? I was like, no.
I was only recently exposed to Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
It was at a family gathering. And
appropriate.
Yes. My nephew, who's 13 years old, he asked if I wanted to see a computer model he had made of the Washington Square Arch. And while he's showing it to me, at one point he goes, oh, fuck, or something like that. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, you can say whatever the fuck you want around me. I don't really care. And we started to bond. And I was like, maybe you're old enough to know kind of what I do. And
no, he's not. What do you do, Faceboy?
And so I said, just Google Faceboy and, you know, you'll figure it out.
I would never say that to my family. Just
really?
Google me? What are you, out of your mind?
What?
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 There's you in your underwear everywhere. There is no not you in your underwear.
Yeah, but I'm not fucking anybody.
Well, I don't know.
Yet.
Okay. So then what
I actually did do porn recently. But anyway, let me get back
what?
To the story.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Sorry, your story has been overridden.
By yourself.
You got into porn recently?
Is it Facebook?
You know, I turned 50. Things happen.
It's like the story was boring you. And you just cut yourself off. Tell the porn one, me.
All right, I'll tell the porn story, and then we'll get back to the Grand Theft Auto
sure.
story.
Sounds good to me.
We're doing this film with Rev Jen, Werewolf Bitches from Outer Space.
Of course.
And my girlfriend was an extra in this in one scene. And later on, we were hanging out at the Troll Museum, and me and my girlfriend wanted to fuck. And Rev said, hey, can we film this for the movie?
You know how friends do.
You put on my cop hat, because I play a cop in it. So I put on my cop hat and I start fucking my girlfriend. So I think that counts as porn. I mean,
were
I'm fucking on film.
Were you doing it differently than?
Oh yeah, I was saying lines and stuff. You know, they're feeding me lines. So it's like comedy porn.
I'm doing a 619 on your pussy.
Anyway, so I did some porn.
Wait, so is it out?
No, not yet.
Okay, what kind of lines were you doing while?
I don't remember.
Like, I'm going to fuck you hard lines, or like,
there was some of that, but it was, officer. Yeah, it was more like that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm totally fucking you with my nightstick. That's my penis. Police officers like jokes.
What kind of sex were you having?
We had a few different positions. We did some doggy. We did some missionary. I think at one point she was on top. I don't recall exactly.
What were you the most proud of during the shoot?
What was I most proud of?
The handcuffs.
The cum shot?
No. I lost it before the cum shot. You know, it's pressure. There are people watching you. There's film going on.
You lost your
yes,
erection?
Yes, I lost my erection before the cum shot. But
did
whatever.
Did you say that's the character? He's not good?
Do you know if she came?
She probably did. She's very orgasmic.
Did you watch it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay,
but I watched the playback.
We've filmed ourselves having sex a few times, and I watch that often.
Now, when you break up, because come on, are you guys still together? You give me this look.
On
and off.
Yeah.
During the off, does she ever ask for these tapes back?
No, she knows that.
That's our baby.
She knows that I would never put anything out there without.
No, but like this, would she say, hey, we're broken up. I don't like this cop porn idea after all.
Oh, she might. And
do you have to say to her, this is Hollywood.
No. If she's uncomfortable with it, then we won't include it.
Whose movie is this?
Reverend Jen.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. That could be awkward. You got to say Reverend Jen. You got to take out this masterpiece.
But for now, it's staying in there.
You better get it to festivals fast. Leak it online so people make copies.
Well, I haven't seen the footage yet, so okay. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with it yet. So we'll see.
I've videotaped myself, but I don't think I ever watched it back because I'm just like, this is going to ruin something. I know it.
I'm not a big fan of even my own dick pics. I'm not a dick pic dude. I'm not like the dude who wants to send off dick pics. So I would never be able to perform on film. I think my dick would just like turn into a button.
I like doing fun dick pics. Like
you put a hat on it?
No, like
here I come.
Like I'll put it on like an in case of emergency, push this lever and I'll have my dick on the lever.
Stuff
takes
like
it
that.
To event to event to event and takes little pictures. Like, where's my dick? You know what? I think I would appreciate that more than just a dick shot. That's really cool.
Oh yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Oh, and sometimes I do what's called the tater tot. And that's when you're out at an event and you just take the tip of your penis out of your jeans. God. And you walk around and wait to see if anyone notices. Moby once did a tater tot.
I think that's the worst looking version of a penis. Yes. Just the little bit sticking out of the jeans. It's yeah, like the worst version you could ever have.
That's not nice to say about Moby. That's just his head.
We were out at a bar and I told him about the tater tot. He goes, that's brilliant. He busts out. He just takes out. And the funny thing is no one fucking notices. Like most of the time, no one notices that the tip of your penis is out.
Did anyone notice you? When you
sometimes,
what do they say?
It's funny. I mean, it's just funny. People fucking laugh. It's
where
funny.
Do you hang
Except
out?
That probably wouldn't have. I mean, these days people are so fucking PC. You know, they're going to get offended by it.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Prudes.
Yeah,
I remember. So, do you remember Shawshank Redemption? And he says it's funny how nobody ever looks at your pinprick dick.
So even for me, I couldn't even do that. I mean, if I was walking around like that, they'd be like, hey, where's there a flesh cut a color tennis ball stuck to your pants? And I'd be like, no, it's the tip of my penis, my healthy as hell penis, you know?
Well, I remember Victor and Colton, you guys.
Oh, my God. Thank God you didn't say what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I thought you were going to be like, well, I remember your penis. And because I thought you were going to go back to back in the day.
I do remember your penis.
Oh, that's nice. I remember your vagina.
I remember descriptions of your penis.
I fooled around with everyone on mic.
Yeah, we have all seen your titties. All of us.
They're pretty good titties. Come on.
They're great titties.
Like if my titties leaked, I think, you know, I'd be like, oh, fuck, well, you should see my titties.
I mentioned to you before the show that I have a podcast now, Art Star Scene Radio, on Radio Free Brooklyn. And you go to radiofreebrooklyn.com. That's how you can find it. And
you were telling me all that.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. that the majority of the guests that I've booked are people that I've had sex with. Jess Wood was on last week. Nice. And Tom Tenney was there. And it was Jess Wood's third time on the air. And she goes, oh, wow, for the first time, the second guest isn't someone you've also fucked. Good for you. Anyway, Grand Theft Auto. Let me finish this story and then we can move on. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
first, let me tell you guys about berries.com. berries.com.
Now, speaking of juicy.
Tis the season. Sherry's berries. Sweet, freshly dipped strawberries. And then we'll get right back to you, Victor. Starting at just $19.99. That's a 40% savings. This is no joke. Gourmet berries that are fresh, juicy, and dipped in chocolate. White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark. They have it all. And they sprinkle it with toppings like chips, nuts. For just $10 more, you can double your berry order. To get the deal, go to berries.com and use the special code KATG. This is the only way to get this amazing offer. Okay? Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type it in, K-A-T-G, and you get the deal. Berries.com, the microphone, K-A-T-G. Order them today. Everybody loved berries. I've never given these berries to somebody, and they went, do you know me?
Yeah.
Berries?
And hurry up. That code's going to work right now.
That reminds me.
Yes.
I brought you presents.
Yes. It was just my birthday. What, like 2 weeks ago? Who cares?
For you.
Oh, I love the bag already.
From Lilac Chocolates.
Oh, that's like the best.
It is the best.
I'm gonna get so fat.
Got a couple of truffles there for you.
Okay, every truffle in this store is like $10.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Thank you so much,
Keith. Because if I got truffles, I'm getting them appraised.
no, Keith, I got you some leftover Halloween candy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm kidding. Truffles for you too.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. I can't wait for mine. This is so great.
Victor,
you know,
didn't know you were gonna be on until before I got here. Sorry about that.
I'll share mine
with
you.
This is very sad.
Anybody here play Grand Theft Auto?
Thank you, FaZe.
I've never played, but so my nephew showed me the game. That's the story.
Oh, that's a good story.
And no. So he showed me the game, and I'm like, how in the world are you allowed to play this?
Right.
And he said my parents were in a yes mood, and I just told them it's a racing game.
Yeah.
And they have no idea. Where are his parents in, like, the middle of nowhere?
Elaine's blind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Then you hear everything better. Bitch, give me my money.
Fuck you, bitch.
Headphones.
N-word.
Headphones.
It's called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, just a name.
It's just a racing game.
A racing game.
You steal time by racing real fast, Mom. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. Parents don't care, do they? When these games get in the billions, they sell more than movies. Parents don't care.
Victor, you just visited your dad after a long time.
Speaking of parents that don't care. Yes. But boom! My dad.
Your dad cared extra, right? There's 13 of you.
13 kids, 7 different women that we all know of, that we're sure exist. It could be more.
7 different women, is it he's with one person at a time, or he's like constantly having babies?
No, he's constantly... He's constantly, his wang dangle is all over the place.
He tried to play that game, but he takes out the whole dick.
He does. Takes out the complete monster.
What do you?
He's got a big dick.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Everybody peed next to me,
and I saw his dick.
What? So he's got a big dick flaccid.
Yeah, his flaccid dick is big. It's a big fucking dick.
Is he albino?
No.
Is your mom?
No.
So it never makes sense, does it? Are your grandparents?
No, they have it in their family.
It's a recessive gene.
How far back does it go?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Probably Thomas Edison.
So you never knew anybody that
Thomas
had
Jefferson,
it, though.
I'm sorry. What?
You never knew anybody that had it.
No. Never.
Look at that.
Not a soul.
What if you're just white?
Is your mom stupid?
It may have skipped a generation.
You say I thought you knew about this already. Didn't we talk about this already?
We must have, but you say it just like it's a fact. It's a recessive gene, but you don't know anybody that has it.
And also, if you told Keith something before a year ago, then you have to check the archives because that's as far as his memory goes.
Oh, got to check the attic. I get it.
Yeah.
The attic. No, I mean, I thought you knew. I was only saying it like that, like it was a matter of fact thing because I know we've had this discussion before.
I'm so sorry, Victor.
It's okay.
I forgot totally about fine. Your albinism.
That's fine. It's right in front of you. I don't know how you could forget it.
I'm not going to ask about the... Well, nothing.
Where are you in the line of children with your dad?
I am third from the top. So the first children born were my older brother, Philip, my sister, Cynthia, and then myself. And then after us are 10 more, the youngest of which I believe he is 17 now.
And so, wow, the youngest is 17.
Yeah, that's a lot of years.
I forgot how old we are.
Right?
So after the 17-year-old, he's not making any more babies.
Not that I am aware of.
How does somebody stop? You know, because it's not like he's female and, you know, he has to stop.
Well, at one point, his sperms must die, you know?
No, I thought that they'd last forever.
Well, apparently men can father children well into like their 80s. Mm-hmm. Like that can happen. Like Jack Lemmon did it, right? He fathered a kid when he was like 77 or 78, something like that. So apparently you can, but women can't. So I think after a while he can't get the women who still are, you know, fertile.
Oh, wow.
women have a cutoff that's much sooner. After a while, like those women with the nice juicy uteruses. Uteri. Is that right? Juicy uteri? Is that the way to explain it?
I think it's a
juicy
B-E-R-R-I-E-S.
Now remind me, I don't have the
No plural of that.
Oh, I see.
Plural of uterus is uteri.
Uteruses.
I only work with one at a time. So I don't know either. I don't have my Victor folder open. Was your dad there for you when you were growing up?
He was physically around.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad was physically around, and he...
A little more attention would have been nice.
My dad has violence issues. My dad once had to leave one kid's birthday because another kid was being born by another woman.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
So there's kids with the same birthdays.
Oh, God.
Okay? So
he wasn't there physically.
Sometimes. It's crazy town. It's crazy town. That's why to be honest, like I had problems getting along with my dad for a long time. And like, I didn't speak to him for a long time. And even when I go back, it's rather than saying, oh, we're going to get together and figure things out. When I actually got to see him again, I was like, oh, that's why. instead of getting to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to accept everything. I'm like, no, this is why I have a problem.
And still, even when you went back this Thanksgiving, you had that same feeling?
Yeah. Here's the thing that my dad did. Okay. So he's my dad lives with a woman who he's lived with for many, many years, over 35 years. Okay. Wow. With this woman who's been with for 35 years. Okay.
Well, it had to be on and off. No.
No. He's lived with her the entire time.
Do they have an open relationship?
Yeah, the door's not open.
On one end.
They're halfway there.
Anyway, so even when we're all in this house on Thanksgiving, and okay, my mother is there. We all took a big family picture. My mother, who was the first woman that he had kids with, wouldn't get in the picture. She's like, no, I don't want him like with his several women in this picture. She's not going to be part of the picture.
Everyone got all the women that he's had babies with together and their kids?
Only two of the women. My mother was there because I asked her to come.
Okay.
And then my dad was there, and the woman that he is with right now is also there. But the thing is, at one point, I'm like, hey, everybody, let's go out and sing karaoke. So we get a lot of the kids to go out and sing karaoke. One of our brothers is amazing at karaoke. Alex, he's amazing. He's like the best. He's so good. But that's not the point. The point is, my dad shows up.
What would he sing? What's his go-to?
You ought to know.
Chocolate Salty Balls. And he also sang Prince. I forget which song by Prince, but he was great. Sounds just like Prince.
Salty Balls is a thing?
Yeah. That's a song. You can sing karaoke.
Is it from South Park?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then, so my dad shows up that night with another woman. Okay? Like some girl on the side. So like, I'm there for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in his house with everybody. And then we go to karaoke with kids. And then there's like extra lady he shows up with.
But what about her? So, and the other woman, the woman he's living with, is not there. He just shows up with this other person.
She is not there.
So is he expecting you guys to just be like, hey, nice to meet you. We all move on. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he's expecting.
So what actually happens? Do you guys just do that? Because it's like, what are you going to do?
Every person is different. I, personally, I just ignore her. I ignore her, and I hang out with my dad as much as I can and hang out with the rest of the family, and I ignore her.
Mm.
Does she do karaoke?
She did not.
Does she know? Because it's like, shouldn't you be ignoring him instead of her? You know what I mean? Like how...
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows.
But he knows too.
Yeah, she knows. He knows. Exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And the kids are just like, this is dad.
Yes, exactly. We've all been beaten down so much at this point that we're just like, that's the family thing.
How much of a fear did you have in repeating this kind of behavior?
In repeating this kind of behavior?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what?
Go ahead. Were you afraid of growing up like him? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I get it. I had a lot of fear in me. And in some ways, I repeated this. That type of behavior, and in other ways, I have not. Because where I am right now is like, when I am single, usually all bets are off. I'm just like, let's party.
Like with the butt.
Yeah, ladies, whatever hold you got, let me see it.
Right.
And when I, but when I'm dating somebody.
You guys, you were wondering what I saw. Here it is, everybody.
But when I'm dating somebody, I'm like 100% with that person I'm dating. So
yeah,
that's
what I do. I think that's the most fun because it's like, oh, if you're going to commit to someone, then that's super fun because you found someone to commit to and to like do all your shenanigans and fun things with. But if you don't have that one person that you commit to, let's do this.
Exactly.
When you're older and you see your dad acting the fool, do you say, what are you doing? Why are you bringing around? What are you doing? Would you even bother?
Not at this point, no. I mean, I've said that before, but at this point, like, I'm just like, he's not changing.
Right.
He is who he is.
Do you see any of your siblings following that motto?
Sadly, yes. Damn. Some do. And they know who they are. I'm not going to name names, but everybody knows. We've all had, like, long discussions, so everybody knows what they're doing.
How's the sibling that's made out of glue?
She's all right.
All right.
She lit on fire.
Good. What'd you do for Thanksgiving, Faceboy?
My sister Nancy hosted, and it was actually really, really nice. My brother was there. My sister Elaine was there. Her kids were there.
Do you bring your bourbon spray bottle, or is this a fancier event?
I did not bring the spray bottle. I'm allowed to drink openly there. I didn't have to bring the spray bottle. And it was great. And we were sharing some stories we remembered about the neighborhood. It was a very Italian neighborhood when I was growing up. And every day around 6 p.m., some woman would open her window and go, "Hey, Anthony! It's time for dinner. Get in here." And
this is in the West Village?
Yes.
That's funny.
It wasn't Anthony. It was Anthony. Anthony.
That sounds like original West Village. Original.
And then And then my friend Sarah reminded me that when we used to go to the San Gennaro Festival, we would get up on some stoops and play a game called Hey Vinny, which is where we just yell, "Hey Vinny!" and see how many people turn around.
That's awesome. That's a great game.
I'm gonna play that.
Do you now? It seems like it's happening all the time, but all these mass shootings, and I know that would put you in a big depression. Is it going away now? Since it's so oft, it happens so often. It happens more than once a day, without exaggeration. Mass shootings. Are you able to deal with it better? Or is it still as depressing?
Depression?
Yeah.
I mean, are like mass shootings like whatever already?
Honestly, they are to me. It's like, yeah, okay. If I see a city in the news, it's because there was a shooting. I'm numb to it.
I'm not numb to it, no. No. But in terms of conquering depression, I've been getting better. I've been sticking with the program.
Yeah, what's the program?
It's a certain amount of exercise every day, listening to music, exposure to sunlight as much as possible. And then also, you know, trying to keep away from the shit that will make me depressed, keep away from toxic people as much as possible. Just a whole program that I've been following, but it's still, sometimes I get really down. I was mentioning this before the show. There was a dead mouse in my apartment, and it took me like a day and a half to find it. So, and
how did you know it was dead?
I could smell it.
What?
Yeah, I could smell a dead mouse.
You could smell it right away, a dead mouse?
It might have been dead for a day or two before that. Hmm. And, I had recently, the girlfriend, not the one that I did the porn with, but a girlfriend after that had broken up with me recently. So I got pretty depressed. And here's a little journal entry about that.
By the way, before you do the journal entry, you hear that, everybody? You move to New York. What do you learn? What dead mouse smells like.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
It's kind of like almonds, right?
Not exactly, no.
That's what I remember.
This is very short. Dead mouse in the house. It stinks and I can't find it. It's motivated me to toss some things out. I keep thinking about how I'd been doing one thing a day to make the place more comfortable for my girlfriend and for me, and how I slowly went backwards after the breakup. My room is dusty. There's little room for me and certainly not enough for a partner to move in.
Now, wait, hold on.
And now it stinks of death.
Now, was it really dusty? Because you are anal yes pun about your place.
I kind of let it go a little bit.
Hmm. What's that
but
look
the dead
like?
Mouse, the dead mouse...
Woke you up?
Woke me up.
Okay, yep. Continue.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Last line is, and now it stinks of death.
Great.
Depressing. It was depressing. Dust around me. No girlfriend.
I have a journal entry about a dead mouse in my house.
Yes, Victor, go on.
Hey, Mr. Mickey, I put a dress on you. I poke you in your face, but there's nothing that you do. You don't move around. You don't squeak. You don't run. Poor little dead mouse. I thought we were going to have fun. Everything ends in death.
You see how that rhymed?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is black. I take it back.
Hell yeah.
That was excellent.
Stupid. So stupid.
Oh, you got this. What? That's my art.
This is like the show where I regret showing you guys my boobs. All of you.
Oh, yeah. Remember her boobs? High five on that.
Woo! Nice titties.
Hell yeah.
Please, everybody get surfs on my boobs. You guys are not lucky. You guys are not new.
Yeah, but I juggled them.
Yeah, that was cool.
You juggle them?
That's right.
Never thought of that.
You juggle them, you push them together, all the stuff. All the boob stuff.
I'd rock them. Faceboy,
yes.
You remember your ex, Erin, goes by Punkin.
Yes, how's she doing?
I saw her in Kansas City.
Yes.
She's doing very well. She's obviously so over you. She's with her. So with a guy, he kind of dresses like a magician. You know, she loves him eccentric. But they seem very happy together, snuggling like bunnies in a rug.
Laughing at all our jokes, which is what I care
so
about.
So I just thought, like, if you know, if you're like, I just want her to be happy. She is thrilled.
I do want her to be happy. Absolutely.
Oh, you can go to sleep happy then, because she had a smile from ear to ear.
Are you the devil? Are you the devil? You seem like the devil.
Are you new here?
Are you the devil?
Is he... Is he a transvestite?
I don't think so.
He's on a spectrum, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Of awesomeness.
We didn't ask.
He is so easy to talk to. No, he doesn't read from his diary. He just talks to me normal.
He seems to be fluid of some sort.
Well, I hope to meet them if they come to the city. I mean, meet him.
Poof! He's right behind the door. He's a magician, I'm telling you. Now, you were saying how when you were with Punkin would say, you know what, out of all the people in the world that I don't want you to have sex with, it's this person, Lily.
Yes, yeah, she did for some reason. I don't have any idea why, but she promised, she made me promise.
You have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea.
It seemed random to me.
I could name a few things.
Okay,
like off the top of my head, just knowing the situation. So one, Lily was also a fan of this show, so was Erin. And she was around in places that, like, I could see if you were a remote girlfriend this would be where your trigger would go off in terms of jealousy, even for a person who's not jealous. Also, Lily, I know that we're cool now, but like she could be very standoffish and some kind of like, I don't want to say catty, but it's so,
she loves cats.
It's so open that like it's lacking in consideration maybe for like an open relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like there are people who are like, fuck it, I'm not in your relationship. You know, so I feel like there could have been that vibe where it's like there's something about this person that would make me feel it more. And I'm not saying it's Lily's fault. I'm not saying like that's something that she needs to do one thing or another with, but I could see feeling that way.
Okay, that makes sense. Did you I promised I wouldn't fuck Lily, and then as soon as I made that promise, there was something in the back of my head, and now I wanted to fuck Lily.
Right.
And it really hadn't occurred to me before that.
Say, like, how shouldn't I fuck her?
Yes, he is the devil.
And of course, I never told Punkin when we were going out that, you know, now I, since you made me promise, now I want to fuck Lily. So it was three or four days after Punkin broke up with me that I fucked Lily.
Out of principle?
Just cause.
Is the sex like extra, like dirty, like, she doesn't want me inside. Do you guys say that to each other? Like,
no.
Can you believe? I never told you, but she didn't want this.
And she tell Lily that I had, you know, it was an awkward conversation.
Real awkward. Yeah. She probably had the Grinch's grin and was fucking you and fucking you.
That is like, what kind of...
The Grinch's grin.
What kind of response do you want the person who you weren't allowed to sleep with to have? There's no response. You just kind of like hide your bullshit and you're like, oh, that's odd. Should we fuck now?
Right. Right. No, she loved it. She loved it and you loved it. You're two sick fucking animals. 4 days. And it's,
thank you.
Yeah. I bet you stick it on top and just spin it around like a top. Right? And you're like, look what we're doing. And she's like, we fuck her.
It was
you're
exactly
taking
like
this wrong. I totally respect her.
Hi, Aaron. You're the best.
So did you tell her? Like, hey,
no. Hey,
we can, I think we can all move on. It wasn't a big deal after all.
I didn't.
Okay.
We're telling her now, though.
Yeah, we're telling her
this
now.
This is the much better way of saying anything.
There is something, though, you like that Punkin knows now, right?
Do I like that she knows?
Yeah, you like that she knows. I didn't read your diary.
I mean, she's very happy with this dude that she's with.
Right.
And so I don't think it's going to affect her. I would hope not.
But it's good she knows. And why would it affect her if she's so fucking happy? Why is she lying to us if this bothers her? You
see
know?
You soon, Aaron.
She should grow up. Go tell her to grow up. Say, you seemed so happy. Did you ask, say, did you lie to Keith and Kemda when you gave up the vibe that you were happy? Go ahead, ask her.
Danny, I think he's talking to you.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Let me tell you guys about Touch of Modern, speaking about touching. This is a touch that's appropriate. 4 days. Touch of Modern, I'm disgusted. Touchofmodern.com. Touchofmodern.com, it's a great site, okay? They work with top designers, clothing designers, gadget designers, and they offer a deal right to you, and it changes every day. Right now, because of the holidays, they have a new deal for you every day for 30 days. 30 days of deals, they call it. Pretty clever.
I just bought a present on Touch of Modern for Aaron. I don't know if you know. So, Aaron, look out for that.
4 days later, I'm getting Lily one. Right now. What don't you want me to get her, Punkin? I want to know. Right now, listeners get immediate access when you sign up at Touch of Modern. He just brought it up to me before the show. I'm like, why do you want me to say that? Okay. All right. Right now, listeners get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today or somebody else is going to do it four days later. That's right. No, you got to do it because you're going to miss out on the perfect gift. And getting it right is what the holidays are all about. Okay?
Touchofmodern.com.
That's right.
Come on. Where else are you going to get stuff from?
Come on.
You don't want to get Touch of Old.
No. You want Modern. You want Modern.
Well, what about Touch of Antiques?
Who would want this?
Oh, you're right.
Don't forget, go to humansunitedagainstrobots.com and put your email address in there, okay? And find out about this app the moment it comes out, and even before that, the moment you can be a beta tester.
And also, we can put your likeness in it. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I don't want to get that wrong.
Well, there's going to be two types of characters that are going to be custom made. One, the characters who are hunting the robots, the main characters, which will consist of Keith, Chemda, and others. Yay. And then there's also the type of characters that are the humans that you're in the game saving. So you have to hunt down the humans and save them from the robots before the robots hunt them down and kill them themselves. So that's
so dangerous, you guys. Yeah. I need an outfit for this.
So that is actually something that we're going to figure out exactly how we want to run the contest, but we're going to have people out there who are going to be able to be the humans in the game.
Oh, so I'm going to save these people.
Yes, you're going to save these people.
So if you want to be saved, if you want to be one of the characters that get saved, you go to humansunitedagainstrobots.com, you put your email in there, and we can choose you.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you don't want to be saved, you could still put your email in there. We'll give you a heads up, and you could be like, no, never save me from anything.
Could you save one character, and then the character tells you somebody they don't want you to save, and then you decide 4 days later if you save that person? Are there enough ones and zeros for that?
We can see if we can work that in. Right. I mean, that sounds reasonable.
Faceboy went to the bathroom. He picked a bad time.
I want the word yoink in there for my character for something.
Well, somebody gave a couple ideas.
What are your favorites?
That I thought were funny. I do enjoy the yoink one. What happened? Maybe after you kill a robot.
That's great.
Perhaps a level change. Aces Babillion.
Nice, nice.
And womp womp.
Yeah, I want that one. Yeah. I want womp womp.
So keep the ideas coming. We appreciate it very much.
Now, will it be in our voices? Could we record it?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in your voices.
Oh my God.
That's part of why people want to play the game.
Oh, can that be in it? Can I go, oh my God?
But do it after every robot she kills. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because this really happens.
It'll sound like I'm having sex. Oh my God. Oh my God. Right.
People won't be able to play this game, but they can play Grand Theft Auto. Go figure. Faceboy, if you want to see what's going on, go to faceboy.com. It's his name, and that's it. And you want to check out his show. It's Radio Free Brooklyn's Art Star Scene Radio, Ass Radio, you see.
Now, what's it? It's rated pretty high, this podcast.
It is
of
consistently
yours.
In the top 10 radio listens and on the station.
Hello.
There you go.
Nice.
Saturdays at 7 p.m. We were guests, in fact.
We were the first guests, right?
You were.
Ha ha.
I'd like to have you on again soon.
Yes.
Whoa. Maybe for my 25th week. We'll. Look at our nice. Calendars.
All right.
All right.
I mean, do you have 25th show.
Do you have a fan in there yet?
Do I have a fan in there?
Yes. It was hot as shit. It was hot as shit, and we shared a microphone.
It's the winter, so you got that going for you.
It was the hottest day of the summer when we went down into that basement. Yeah. Oh. And it was the first show. So, and by the way, not only were we first, I was super first because Keith was late.
That's
Yay!
Right.
Yay!
I was putting ice cubes down my pants.
Sorry I have about sweated that. Balls on your show in the past.
That's true.
Plenty
That's
of time.
True.
Whoa, hey, whoa. You're a guest today. Wow. Varnado, you can follow his tweets at Varnado, V-A-R-N-A-D-O. You can go to his website, supremerobot.com. So let's be clear. He's no Johnny come lately when it comes to robots.
He's got the tattoo.
He has a Who Are tattoo on his arm. This guy is the real deal.
Because he lost a bet to me.
What?
Just let her have it. You know how she gets.
We'll clear it up 4 days later.
you try to do something fun now, it's you lost a bet. Let her enjoy it. Who the fuck knows? Guys, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yay. KeithandTheGirl.com.